We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, open-minded viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Yerbert 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashter 1 and Hotbert 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yerbert 2 and Hotbert 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Oka Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Imori Cable TV. In Supatur, Salink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Oka, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com www.vatican.org/subtitles. In today's news, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of the United Kingdom urges better care of our environment. In technology news, more interns around the world are working from home. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Mr. William Kamkwamba of Malawi, who brought electricity to his village by building a windmill. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 16th, is the International Day for Tolerance, started by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, in 1996. This occasion emphasizes appreciation of all nations, peoples, religions, and cultures to bring about peace, democracy, and sustainable development. It is also a time for activities to foster greater awareness of how we can support a harmonious world. May each member of our global community have an insightful and meaningful International Day for Tolerance.
Hawaiian News. Severe rainfall claims victims in Brazil. Heavy downpours starting on Wednesday, November 11, have inundated numerous towns in the Rio de Janeiro state of Brazil. Landslides have cost three persons their lives and left two injured, with almost 3,000 homeless. An estimated 70% of the month's expected rainfall poured down in one night, with more storms underway. On November 15, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000, asking that our association members please go to help and comfort those most in need, as she conveyed her love and prayers. This amount could obtain $47,000 in materials if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Brazil. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's generous care of the afflicted. We are saddened to hear of the lives lost and wish the flood-affected resiliency and a smooth return to their fulfilling daily lives. May our increased concern for the environment help return the balance to our planetary home.
Gale force winds batter Wales and England in the UK. Regions of southern England and Wales endured one of the worst storms of the year on Saturday, November 15th, as heavy rain and winds of up to 100 miles per hour brought flooding that left many people stranded in their vehicles. In London, England, winds reached 70 miles per hour, causing property damage and bringing down trees. One woman was taken to a hospital to be checked after a tree fell on her car as a tornado damaged 60 houses east of London in Benfleet. Ferries between England and France were halted, and three oil rig workers were rescued by a lifeboat after their craft ran aground. Wales was hit by gales of 80 miles per hour, with Pembrokeshire being the most affected. Our thankfulness to all personnel who are helping rescue the storm victims. May the British people be soon restored to the comfort of their day-to-day lives as we strive to be better stewards of our delicate ecosphere.
Hundreds of Sri Lankan homes damaged by gale. On Friday evening, a strong gale swept through the Moratuwa, Koralawela, and Panadura areas in the Colombo district. Several coastal homes were completely destroyed, as nearly 250 others were damaged, with roofs being torn off.
Trees were uprooted and the power supply was disrupted. The Colombo District Disaster Management Coordinator stated that personnel had been dispatched to restore power as well as clear the debris. This is the second case of gale-force winds to hit the Colombo District in a week. Our gratitude, Colombo District personnel, for your quick response to ease the situation. Wishing the storm-afflicted a swift return to the regularity of their everyday lives as we strive for gentler, eco-stabilizing actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Being informed is being veg, says vegan host Ellen DeGeneres. U.S. television talk show host, actress, and comedienne Ellen DeGeneres has begun sharing videos of cooking demonstrations and recipes on her television show website, as well as her reasons for becoming vegan. She wrote on her webpage, "I personally chose to go vegan because I educated myself on factory farming and cruelty to animals, and I suddenly realized that what was on my plate were living things with feelings. And I just couldn't disconnect myself from it any longer. I read books like Diet for a New America and saw documentaries like Earthlings and Meet Your Meat, and it became an easy choice for me. The television show host's website also provides information for guests and fans to learn more about the healthy vegan diet. Ellen, our heartfelt applause for your vibrant efforts to inform the public about choosing a cruelty-free lifestyle. May your star continue to illuminate the manifold benefits of the earth-saving vegan fare.
Swine flu vaccine fears continue. Vaccination efforts across the globe have been marked by several incidents of adverse reactions to the vaccine, which many still view as unsafe due to insufficient testing, chemicals that are viewed as toxic, and the fact the vaccine are typically made using mass-produced eggs, requiring the inhumane treatments of chickens.
What's more, an unknown number of personnel at the National Health Service, or NHS, Borders Hospital in Scotland, United Kingdom, had an adverse reaction after having the seasonal and swine flu vaccines administered at the same time. And in China, at least 15 people had severe shock-related reactions to the vaccine.
The global death toll, as officially reported, is 6,768. True totals for both swine flu deaths and swine flu cases are judged to be too many to record with any accuracy. Ontario, Canada witnessed a huge upsurge in the number of swine flu fatalities, with 24 people passing away in under 72 hours, increasing the country's death toll by 61. Ukraine's health ministry announced swine flu deaths of 265, as Poland and North Cyprus and Kosovo have each reported their first losses of lives to swine flu. China now has 43 recorded deaths, Hungary and Finland each 7, El Salvador 25, Turkey 60, and New Zealand 20, among other countries.
We sympathize with those who have lost a loved one to this relentless viral disease and pray for those suffering from illness or vaccine side effects. May we all return to a harmonious way of eating that can prevent animal-borne ailments and protect public health.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
We'll be right back.
European Union and Iraq finalized bilateral agreement. On Friday, November 13th, the European Union and Iraq concluded talks that had begun in November 2006 as they agreed on the framework for the Partnership and Cooperation Agreement. The treaty is intended to increase political and economic stability, human rights, and trade and energy investment relations, calling for quick approval from the European Union's 27 member states. External Relations Commissioner Benita Ferreira-Waldner said, "The partnership marks a new beginning in our relationship." Commissioner Ferreira-Waldner, Iraqi and other European Union representatives, "We join in celebrating this auspicious accord. May the people of your nations thrive in ever-expanding relations of prosperity and peace."
Loving Hut opens in Czech Republic. A Loving Hut has opened in Prague, the beautiful capital of the Czech Republic, also known as the Mother of Cities and the City of 100 Spires. Prague is home to 1.2 million people and also welcomes over 4 million international visitors every year. The newly opened Loving Hut also combines the charm of the city with a wide array of international chic cuisine.
Jak se vám tady líbí?
Já jsem nadšená, strašně se mi to líbí, jídlo je úžasný.
Like all Loving Huts around the world, this locale offers a menu made of only fresh and largely organic vegan ingredients. From its hearty soy protein with a dipping sauce, to aesthetic sushi, to tasty vegan hamburgers and assorted gourmet desserts.
Tak to, co jsem tady dneska ochutnal, tak to bylo určitě moc dobrý, pro mě neznámý, exotický jídlo a můžu říct, že mi to vlastně docela jakoby chutnalo a zaujalo.
With an original concept that was encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai, Loving Hut is all about delightful, accessible and compassionate dining.
Ale aspoň mohu potvrdit, že mnoho mých známých, které jsem již do vašich restaurací, které se mi povedlo do vašich restaurací pozvat, všem těmto lidem tady chutnalo. Takže rozhodně je to dobrá reklama pro veganské stravování a ukázka toho, že i veganské jídlo může být velmi chutné.
Customers enjoy the peaceful ambiance of Loving Hut in Prague with a designated area for enjoying a leisurely read, including Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. In a guest book, customers can leave their messages of satisfaction.
Myslím si, že pro ně nebude takový problém vzdát se masa a živočišných produktů.
Congratulations, Loving Hut, on your opening in Prague, Czech Republic. We are most grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing the joyful and enriching animal-free lifestyle. May we soon herald a vegan paradise for all.
U.S. First Lady promotes healthy eating on Sesame Street. First Lady Michelle Obama appeared on Sesame Street on November 10th to mark the 40th anniversary of America's longest-running children's TV show, while promoting the benefits of growing and eating your own vegetables. The First Lady was joined by the beloved characters Elmo and Big Bird, along with three young children, as she explained in a three-minute segment about planting the vegetable seeds of tomatoes, carrots, lettuce, and cucumbers. Mrs. Obama also recorded a public service announcement with Elmo called "You're Your Child's Best Role Model," in which she encouraged various activities like exercise through example. Our ever-admiring accolades, First Lady Michelle Obama. Thanks to both you and Sesame Street for your endeavors to encourage youth toward healthier habits through growing and eating more vegetables and fruits. Surely such seeds of love will blossom in children's hearts across the globe.
Save our planet. Mars landscape shaped by changing climate. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter satellite has been taking detailed photographs of Mars' surface to help scientists better understand her landscape as well as how the planet's climate has changed and affected the surface topography.
From the most recent images, scientists can tell more about the seasonal changes, such as the way the carbon dioxide ice flows in the polar areas. A valley with glacial markings in the Deuteronilus Mensae region was believed to have been formed by major flooding of melted ice water.
Thank you, National Aeronautics and Space Administration researchers, for this ever more amazingly detailed glimpse of Mars. May our growing understanding of our neighboring planet help in shedding light on how to better care for our own.
During a conference with Supreme Master Television staff in January 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared further thoughts into the previous crisis on Mars while calling for humanity to take action in protecting our Earth.
Within 2 months, about 90% of the beings on the Mars has been destroyed. And then only 0.2% survived because they went underground and live in caves and live next to the water underground, which has not been polluted. It's not fun to live underground, I'm telling you. It's just when you're forced to do it, then maybe you'll be able to. It's just for survival. That's why I ask the people, please, please wake up. Wake up. It's so easy to just be vegan. So easy just to leave the animals and other beings alone. So easy just to live in peace. Very easy. Everyone can do it. Every individual just choose peace and there will be peace on Earth.
Save our planet. Solar cooking that could help billions. Norwegian inventor John Bomer is introducing the Kyoto Box, a solar-powered cooking device. Technologies as these could not only improve the quality of life in regions of Africa and Asia, but would also be greatly beneficial for the environment. As many as 3 billion people around the world still depend on energy from wood for cooking, which results in uncontrolled deforestation, increased carbon emissions, and serious respiratory problems. Mr. Bomer believes that the Kyoto Box could be made available for a mere $3 if subsidized by international carbon credit markets. A green hats off, Mr. Bomer, for this ingenious and promising green invention. Blessed be such sustainable solutions in bringing improved health and well-being to people as well as our precious planet.
Save our planet. In France, researchers are testing new air conditioning technology that circulates cold water from the bottom of a lake to reduce temperature and the energy needed to power it.
Save our planet. A meeting organized by the United Nations Environment Program and the Swedish government, attended by Her Royal Highness Crown Princess Victoria of Sweden and Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga, addresses the urgency of mitigating climate change and adaptation for Africa.
I'm Hoppy the Hispid Hare, a vegetarian here to share a tip on a plant-based diet. Kidney beans are very nutritious. They contain lots of fiber, which is great for your digestive system. In addition, they are rich sources of iron to help increase your energy level. Folate, protein, magnesium, and potassium are also found in good supply in this versatile bean. They can be used in soups, salads, stews, and a variety of other recipes. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around the world.
In Ecology News, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of the United Kingdom seeks to safeguard wildflowers. The report, The Ghost Orchid Declaration by Plant Life, a UK conservation charity of which His Royal Highness is patron, stated that there has been a decrease in some familiar flowers. The decline has been attributed to factors including their loss of habitat, climate change, and intensive non-organic farming. Moreover, Plant Life said over 500 rare wild plants such as May Lily, Pasque Flower, and Lady Slipper Orchid are at risk of no longer surviving. The Ghost Orchid is the most recent flower to go extinct in the UK. His Royal Highness said, "There's no time to lose, and I hope and pray that the loss of the Ghost Orchid will be the wake-up call that we so urgently need. Our sincere appreciation, Your Royal Highness Prince Charles, for your continued commitment to protecting our glorious natural world. Also, many thanks, Plant Life, for bringing awareness to the United Kingdom's endangered wildflowers. May conservation efforts help maintain these uplifting creations of heaven."
In technology news, training from home becomes a reality. Students, recent graduates, and those seeking to try a new field of employment can now join a firm online as an intern. It is not necessary for them to be in the same city or country as their workplace. This setup provides a greater choice of talented individuals for the employer to select from. The long-distance situation allows the intern to become more independent, yet still gain from the online interaction with co-workers. Kudos, business owners and virtual interns, on your progressive arrangement. May we all find the innovative ways to enhance our opportunities and lower our carbon footprint. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Mr. William Kamkwamba of Malawi, who wishes to bring sustainable power to the entire Malawi. We'll take a moment in prayer for the happiness of all beings. Please stay tuned for more energizing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a righteous world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment of a young Malawi who has had a book written about his wonderful experience with wind power.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
As a teenager, William Kamkwamba of Masdala, Malawi, used information he found in the local library to construct a 5-meter-tall windmill. Made with spare parts that it was able to locate, the windmill generated 12 watts of electricity and was later upgraded to 48 volts. Since then, he has built a second structure which turns a water pump that irrigates a field.
The boy who harnessed the wind, creating currents of electricity and hope. Published in September 2009 is a book by Mr. Brian Miller about Mr. Kakwamba's life and outstanding accomplishments. Praise has also come from Nobel Peace Laureate Mr. Al Gore, who stated, "William Kakwamba's achievements with wind energy show what one person with an inspired idea can do to tackle the crisis we face."
Currently on scholarship at the African Leadership Academy in Johannesburg, South Africa, Mr. Kamkwamba, now 22 years old, wishes to return home to Malawi after his studies. He would like to bring sustainable power to the whole of Malawi. He said, "I want to help my country and apply the knowledge I've learned." Bravo, Mr. William Kamkwamba. Heaven bless your immense creativity and heartfelt spirit of helping others. May the splendid continent of Africa shine forth in light and radiance evermore.
Now for some humor with a joke told in Moldovan entitled "Hardworking Applicant."
Rosie lucrase la un magazin de haine chic pentru bărbați într-un cartier bogat al orașului și lua un interviu de la Abe pentru un post de vânzătoare care a fost publicat recent. Rosie s-a uitat la CV-ul lui Abe și a observat că Abe nu a lucrat niciodată în sfera comerțului. Rosie îi zice lui Abe: pentru cineva care nu are nicio experiență în acest domeniu, e fără îndoială că tu ceri un salariu prea mare. Bine, cred că da, îi răspunde Abe, dar trebuie să înțelegeți că un lucru este cu mult mai greu atunci când nu știi ce faci.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
It is a few more days for me to be initiated by Supreme Master Jing Hai. Thanks to Master, all the Supreme Master TV crew and web administrator, because I know Master's teaching from Supreme Master TV and the web. I have downloaded many shows from Supreme Master Television. My favorites are Words of Wisdom and Between Master and Disciples. I hope many people will get the experience like me. Santoso from Jakarta, Indonesia.
Grace-filled Santoso, this is wonderful news. Initiation into the inner realms of sound and light is indeed the greatest gift for our soul. Please let your friends, relatives, and any people you meet know that through the earth-saving vegan diet, we can keep our home. Afterwards, we can enjoy all divine blessings on our planet. With heaven's love to you and your co-citizens of beautiful Indonesia.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be abundant with inspirational and refreshing spirit. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To assist the Salvadoran people following the devastation of Hurricane Ida, Spain joins UNICEF and the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in donating $110 million in humanitarian aid.
During the 4th Sino-Japan Energy and Environment Protection Forum, China and Japan boost cooperation in the field of environmental protection by signing 42 new agreements.
Scottish government ministers propose a law that would prevent people from purchasing cigarettes for anyone under the age of 18, as well as ban cigarette vending machines and tobacco display in shops.
An Australian sniffer dog named Sabi, missing for 14 months in Afghanistan, was returned to Australia's special forces, who rejoiced in seeing her back and unharmed.
Jamaican Minister of Agriculture Christopher Tufton announces additional support for the Eat What You Grow, Grow What You Eat program to encourage local citizens to engage in fruit and veg farming.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad calls for global nuclear disarmament along with international institutions that promote human culture and individual nationality.
Humanitarian organization Oxfam and U.S.-based Women in Business Development are assisting 60 Samoan families recovering from the recent tsunami by helping them prepare land for organic farming.
Mikhail Gorbachev, former leader of the Soviet Union, whose country's military presence was in Afghanistan during his tenure, encourages the U.S. to benefit from the experiences of the Soviet Union and withdraw troops from Afghanistan.
Jamaica-born U.S. 400-meter Olympics champion Sonia Richards sponsors an after-school program that combines literacy and sport activities to help high school students in Kingston, Jamaica improve academically.
From across the United States to countries like Russia, yoga programs for kids are gaining popularity as the young students and their parents report benefits of being calmer, more focused, and emotionally stable.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.